It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Our intrepid travel contributor, Elaine LaBalme, continues her trek through the Great White North this week. She takes us to Quebec City, capital of the province. While it's a little more rustic than Montreal, it's rich in history. Elaine is contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City, which means she's rich with information, and she also tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, happy Thursday. It's all good.
And to you. All right, New Girl, you trekked even further north on your recent visit to the province of Quebec, making your way to Quebec City. We know it's a UNESCO World Heritage Site, so paint a picture for us.
You know, it's an absolutely charming city. Many of the buildings, beautifully maintained, are over 400 years old. And so you're talking low-slung buildings, these curving little streets, cobbled. It overlooks the St. Lawrence River, so you've got vistas. You've got just the sweetest people, great local cuisine, good art scene. The old quarter, even the newer area, there's such a sort of charm and gentility and slower pace about the city. It's very welcoming, and it's a great respite for a few days. We absolutely enjoyed it.
And there is a quintessential hotel in Quebec City, and you stayed there, so fill us in.
Well, you know, this is a place that's been on my radar well over 20 years, the Fairmont Chateau Frontenac, and it literally is the castle on the hill. It lords over the city. It's this, you know, brick, tall building with turrets and towers and whatnot, this, you know, copper ceiling, and just to see it, you know, both day and night, you can't stop taking photos of it. But we got lucky to get a room in one of the towers. So then we'd walk outside and we'd be like, oh my gosh, that's our room. So we looked at the river and the city. It's a well over 100-year-old property. So it just reeks with charm. The lobby is like, you know, Grand Central Station. There's people in it 24/7 who just want to be in there, soak up the charm, the atmosphere. It's supposed to be the most photographed hotel in the world.
Really?
Once you see it, you can see why. Indoors and outdoors, just a gem. And they actually are doing a very meticulous multi-million-dollar renovation right now because they want to be able to maintain the character of the property but bring it a little bit more up to modern times. So our room in the tower actually was one of the renovated rooms. It's beautiful. I mean, when you think about, you know, older hotel rooms, you don't even have a place to plug in your laptop or your smartphone. So there are just adjustments you need to make now for travelers. But, you know, if you're willing to just go that extra mile on where you stay, it's right in the center of town, too. So this is a place that I had dreamed about for years. Not only did I see it on this trip, but we actually stayed there. Highly recommend it, especially in the winter.
I'm going to have to take your advice. I've been to Quebec. It was about 10 years ago, but I did not stay in any place that was nearly as elegant as what you're describing. Mine was more like I was in the French Connection, and I was waiting for the lady to come in and, you know, steal my watch. You know?
A little bit better here.
Yeah, just a little bit. I'm imagining lots of snow on your visit, so lots of wintertime activities. What did the LaBalmes do in the great outdoors?
Okay, well, there is a place you have to check out. It's called the Plains of Abraham, and it's to a certain extent their version of Central Park. I believe it was designed by a student of Frederick Law Olmsted of Central Park and many other parks in the U.S. and environs. You can cross-country ski there in the winter. You can go snowshoeing. What we did was we went ice skating. As you know, our 12-year-old plays hockey. And
he's a star defenseman in Mount Lebanon.
You're generous, right? And I'll tell him you said that. he is a pretty good one. But the skating rink there is an oval a la Indy 500 style. So it's not a rink per se. It's just this oval. You can tell.
Like speed skating?
Well, you know, the way the Canadians skate, it may as well be. But my Steve-O, he held his own with the other skaters out there. I definitely looked like a foreigner visiting. But, you know, skating outdoors, we were there about 4 in the afternoon, and you know, the sunset came relatively early, and it was an absolutely magical setting. They'd had about a foot of snow the day before, so snow, you know, hills and mountains of snow everywhere, and you know, on the trees and whatnot. You can't ask for a more magical setting. Yeah, it was chilly out, but you know what? You wear a coat. If I had my druthers going there, summer or winter, absolutely winter.
Our guest is our travel contributor, Elaine LaBalme, talking about her recent trek to Quebec City. And my guess is you ate very, very well while you were in Quebec City.
I did. And all I can tell you is there's one dish that's absolutely on every menu, and that is duck confit. And let me tell you, can these people make a duck confit? Everywhere we went, absolutely amazing. Oddly enough, my son loves duck confit. But we had one meal in a place called Le Pied Bleu, which my Francophony friend means.
Right. Blue something.
Blue foot. Yes, this is a place that is making a lot of lists of top 10 best restaurants in Canada. It's considered the best in Quebec province right now. We had, I'm not joking, it was about a three-hour meal, six courses. We were wise enough, the light bulb went out for us to say, just let the chef decide what he wants to bring us. And a lot of, you know, innards, I got to tell you, we had like, you know, pig's ear and, you know, foot of this and tripe and whatnot and, you know, charcuterie, blood pudding. Everything was amazing. The meal ends with a dessert buffet and then an endless cheese platter. And this is after we'd had like four other courses. Paul, go to Quebec City. Go to Le Pied Bleu. You will thank me.
It sounds like this is a good way to get over your fear of trying new things. So leave us with your single best moment in Quebec City.
All right. Seeing the Chateau Frontenac at night with the, you know, the mist streaming out of the top, it was almost kind of like, you know, vaguely gothic, you know, Alfred Hitchcock movie. And then we stopped at the little parklet right in front and had a snowball fight. And right away we had, you know, American tourists tattooed all over us, but people were looking at us, and I think they wished that they had joined our snowball fight. 10 p.m. one evening, admiring the chateau, where we were going to, you know, rest our weary heads in a few moments, having a snowball fight. That's how the Le Balms roll.
Yeah. Wow. It sounds like a lot of fun, and we'll make Quebec City a destination. Elaine Le Balm just visited there. She's our contributing editor, or is a contributing editor for the Easy and Pop City, and our travel correspondent. Thanks so much for joining us, Elaine, as always.
You betcha.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. Tomorrow, we are scheduled to talk with John Davidson, one of the stars of Wicked, on stage in Pittsburgh at the Benedum Center. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks again for listening.